What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for our Wednesday morning look, our midweek look at some of the local stories in the news in the Republic of Panama. Current Deputy Edison Brosse, who is now seeking a candidacy as mayor of the District of Panama, was the pre-candidate for free nomination, not counting those in the presidential race, with the most support signatures. He needed 8,243 signatures and received 57,088. He has just to communicate that his running mate on the 5th of May 2024 will be the civil engineer Antares Rodriguez. The candidates for free application had until the 31st of July to communicate to the Tribunal Electoral the name of their respective substitutes, although the entity is still purging the support signatures and therefore there are many candidacies to be formalised. For example, Francisco Paco Carriera and Eduardo Quiroz, who came fourth and fifth among the presidential candidates with the largest number of signatures yet to be refined, announced Marta Roa and Irene Bolivar, respectively, as their substitutes. The three presidential candidates with the largest number of signatures and who were already unofficially recognized as candidates by the Tribunal Electoral are Zuley Rodriguez, Maribel Gordon, and Meliton Arrocha, who have already announced that they will have Athenaeus Athanasis, Richard Morales and Aida Ureña de Maduro as substitutes, respectively. Ana Matilda Gomez and Valkyria Chandler, first and second place among the pre-candidates for deputy of the 8th Circuit, whose lawyer Ramiro Esquivel and business administrator Carlos Ho Solis as their running mates, respectively. In the 8-4 circuit, Herminia Thompson will be the substitute for the pre-candidate for Deputy Roberto Zuniga Alvarado. The Communication and Transportation Commission of the National Assembly was left in the hands of the PRD member Juan Esquivel, who on Tuesday morning was elected as president of that legislative body. Esquivel came to the presidency of the mentioned commission with 8 votes. He even had the support of the Panamanista deputy Yesenia Rodriguez and the Cambio Democratic deputy Sergio Chele Gardes. The only one who voted against was the independent Raul Fernandez. The rest of the commission's board of directors is made up of PRD deputies Olivares Frias, vice president, and Gonzalo Gonzalez, the secretary. Also members of the commission are PRD Deputy Abel Becker and Manolo Ruiz del Molirena. In the past period, one of the issues that brought this commission into the public spotlight was the question project 986, which would put control of the public transport apps in the hands of the taxi concessionaires. The project was approved despite the opposition of drivers who belong to these platforms, such as Uber. The same awaits second now and third debate. The commission rejected the proposal of the independent deputy, Raul Fernandez, for the legislative initiative to be discussed in a subcommittee and thus reach consensus. In this regard, Esquivel indicated that he will ask the plenary to expedite the debate on the said bill. At the centre of the debate was Article 5 of the project, worded as follows: the companies dedicated to the development and commercialization of technological platforms for the use of intermediation in the provision of the selective public passenger transport service may only contract with the company's selective transport providers, so that the licensees of operation certificates of these companies can opt for the provision of this form of luxury taxi service in their respective work area at the national level. The Cambio Democratico, the CD, they recognise that they have had a decrease in adherence in recent months, but they are confident that in the end the true followers will remain. This is how the deputy of that party and secretary of the Women of CD, Ana Giselle Rosas, maintains it. Figures from the Tribunal Electoral reveal that before the CD primary, which was held on the 9th of July, the collected had 301,615 adherents, Instead, it now has 296,057 members. That is to say that in 3 weeks it lost 5,558 persons registered according to figures from the Tribunal Electoral updated to last July the 28th. Most of the cases correspond to circuits where the deputies who face Romelu Roux are lost. These cases were already taking place before the elections, commented the deputy. On the 9th of July, Roux disputed the presidential candidacy with the deputy and general secretary of CD, Yanibel Abrego, who leads a group of 14 dissident deputies. There are now actually 13, since one of them, Alain Sedeño, resigned and registered in Achieving Goals. They had always stated that their project was in another game, so it is not a surprise what is happening. We are also serving our bases, visiting them, training them, and attending to the application process, it was added. But Sedeño is the only one who has left the CD. The rest continue to be militants in that group, although the majority say they are Martinellistas, as Sergio Chelo Elves, one of the rebels, called it. Abrego had announced that if she won the candidacy, she would make a political alliance with the RM party. That's the party led by former President Ricardo Martinelli. Just as CD has lost followers, RM has gained them. As of the 30th of June, the last cut-off before the July 2nd primary, RM had 230,497 members. It now has 236,040 enrolled. The Ministry of the Presidency deliberately concealed from the Administration Prosecutor's Office that an internal audit of that entity recommended filing a complaint with the Public Ministry for irregularities detected in the distribution of solidarity bonds in 2012, valued at almost $1 million, and who tried to redeem an artisanal cheese factory in Chitre. 2 years ago, the Vice President and then Minister of the Presidency, José Gabriel Carrizo, was warned of the possible fraud against the state, but did not denounce the facts. The administration attorney, Rigoberto González, asked the presidency for a recount of the events that led to the internal audit report of the ministry of the presidency of August of 2021, which revealed the anomalies. González's request to the presidency was based on a complaint filed by the lawyer Ernesto Sedeño, after La Prensa revealed that Carrizo refused to allow the public ministry to investigate the irregularities noted in the report. Well, last week, González received a biased response from the Minister of the Presidency in charge, Carlos García, in which he deliberately did not include one of the four recommendations of the author, whose text is as follows. Quote, present the complaint before the public ministry to determine the responsibilities. Unquote. That recommendation was ignored, not just now, but by Carrizo in the past 2 years, despite warnings about worrisome anomalies. In his note addressed to the Administration Attorney General's office, the García talks about transparency and accountability, but did not mention a word of the recommendation to file the complaint with the public ministry. He mentions that it was recommended to instruct the Execution Monitoring Secretariat and the Social Affairs Secretariat to implement the recommendations as of May of 2021 memorandum and those contemplated in a report of which he did not give any details. The Third Chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice sentenced the National Police to pay a compensation of $332,000 to the relatives of the fisherman Rigoberto Perez Rivera, shot dead on the 19th of May of 2009 by police agents who confused the boat in which he was travelling with another vessel suspected of transporting drugs. In a ruling on the 26th of July, under the presentation of Magistrate Maria Cristina Chen Stanziola, the police are also forced to coordinate with the Ministry of Health to provide mental health care to the relatives of Perez Rivera. After verifying that they suffered psychological effects as a result of his death, the chamber also instructed the police to adopt an instruction plan addressed to all its officials regarding the use of lethal force and the consequences, responsibilities, and sanctions derived from negligent conduct in the exercise of their functions, with the purpose of preventing police actions similar to those that occurred in this case from being repeated. In the lawsuit filed by the lawyer Victor Orobio, the police were also ordered to apologise publicly to the victim's relatives. On the 19th of May of 2009, Rigoberto and his brother Dagoberto Perez de Rivera returned to with some friends to Playa Leona. This was after being fishing. This was at the height of Boca La Caja, where they were intercepted by a police rainwater operations boat, which was chasing a boat that was allegedly transporting drugs. The police agents fired at the boat, causing the death of Perez Rivera brothers and injuring two other fishermen. During the review of the boat in which the shot fishermen were travelling, neither drugs nor weapons were located. In this case, the extinct 17th Court found Sergeant Vionel Lopez Frias guilty of manslaughter. Orobio also filed a claim for compensation for the death of Dagoberto Perez Rivera, but this is still pending. And there we go. That's it. There's our look for this morning, Wednesday morning's look at some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's Breakfast Show.